BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
So go on then, Dad, be honest. Has Henry been a help or a hindrance?
Definitely the former.
Oh, great.
Honestly, Helen, he's such a natural way with the goats. He scraped the dirt out first, then pared back the hoof to keep it nice and flat. Look at that. Mm. Clean as a whistle.
Wow, I'm impressed.
I felt largely redundant, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, don't knock it.
You know lunch is nearly ready, don't you? If you've got time while the boys are out with Lee.
Ooh, tempting.
Your mum's made chicken and mushroom pie. It smells amazing.
Well, maybe she could save me a small slice?
Done.
So, when does this new buck arrive then?
This week, Thursday. Henry was going to ask if he could take the day off school for it.
Yes, he did mention that, and the answer was a resounding no.
I should think so.
Don't blame him for asking, really. It's basically going to be his buck, his responsibility, so it's only natural he'll want to be there when it arrives.
Well, he can come over straight after school, can't he?
I'll just try and stop him. He can't wait to meet it.
I've told him he'll have to think of a good name.
Hmm. Is Messi too obvious?
Yes.
Or Lionel? That'd be more subtle.
I'm beginning to sense a theme.
Or you could have Ronaldo, I suppose.
No chance.
Although everyone knows that Messi is the goat.
What do you mean?
G-O-A-T, greatest of all time.
Oh, I see.
Don't tell Henry I said that phrase. Apparently I'm far too ancient to be using slang. And then Jack went and agreed with him, said I had zero riz.
Riz? What does that mean?
I haven't a clue. Even Henry didn't know.
Well, your mum thinks Simone Biles is the true goat.
Simone Biles?
The gymnast.
Well, yeah, I know who she is, but...
She's won a lot of medals. Mind you, I'm not suggesting you call the billy goat Simone.
Buck, Dad, he's a meat goat.
Oh, sorry, yep, the buck.
Strict instructions from Henry not to call him a billy goat.
Well, it does make me think of trolls under bridges.
What?
You know, the fairy tale about the three billy goats Gruff.
Oh, yes, of course.
I've got it.
Got what? A name for the buck?
No, I've worked out what riz means.
Well, tell me.
Short for charisma.
How did you work that out and I didn't?
Well, love, you've either got it or you haven't. Hey, how about I quickly show you the new goat pen?
I just don't think it's doable.
Really?
I mean, it's like a much, much bigger risk now.
No, I'm just amazed that they can change what they're offering you just like that with no consequences for them. That's what's doing my head in.
I know, love.
Oh, I'm sorry, I know I keep going on about it, but what kind of operation are they if they can do that to you?
Well, yeah.
It just seems really unprofessional and frankly inexplicable.
Yep.
Can't you go back tomorrow and explain what's wrong with the unit you've been given and see what else they can offer?
But I did do that when I was there on Friday.
But do you think they really got it?
No.
So, then it's worth another try.
Maybe.
Shall I go and talk to them tomorrow before my shift starts?
No, that would be really weird.
Would it?
What? I send my copper husband to talk to them.
Well, I won't go in uniform, will I?
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
No, thank you, but no.
Okay.
It's a nightmare, basically.
Do they know that you've quit your job for this?
Well, obviously Justin does, but he wasn't there on Friday.
Well, why don't you talk to Justin?
Maybe.
You could talk to him today, couldn't you? Why not? Oh, who's that?
No idea.
Oh, don't worry, I'll give it.
It all looks perfect, Dad.
He did all the cleaning and straw bedding. Pat's really impressed with his commitment and hard work.
Oh, his mate Khalil will be jealous, according to Henry.
Oh, that he's built a goat pen?
Well, Khalil really wants to get some chickens.
Oh, right.
He's working on poor Azra, apparently, trying to persuade her. I'm not supposed to know any of this.
And she's not having it?
Not yet, no.
Oh, yeah.
He has a plan, apparently, to convince her, but I'm not party to the actual details, thankfully.
Well, I dare say a brood of chickens will be less challenging to look after than a certain cat round here who shall remain nameless.
Yeah, a bit like the buck, currently.
Just hope it's going to be worth what we paid for it.
But how much was it?
More details that we're not privy to, I'm afraid.
Oh, Well, thank you. He loves it.
Oh, well, worth every penny then. So, what do you reckon to the new pen?
It's great.
Oh, why don't you stay for lunch? Lee will feed Henry and Jack, won't he?
He will, yeah, but I feel a bit guilty assuming.
It's nice how he still spends time with them, isn't it?
It is, yeah. He's always been there and they like seeing him. He's a great guy, just...
Just not the one for you.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I know you liked him.
Well, I like Lionel Messi, but doesn't mean you should be in a relationship with him.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't mind the money, and I'm sure Jack and Henry would be pleased. But in the meantime, we have a nameless buck and a slice of Mum's pie to look forward to.
Exactly. So, you're staying for lunch then?
Oh, go on, twist my arm.
And this time next year, according to Henry, he'll be cooking Sunday lunch, roast goat that he's reared himself. Well, he said it won't be a year, actually, more like a year and a half.
Hold him to that. Oh, strange to see my teenager planning 18 months ahead.
He's growing up to be a farmer.
Before we know it, his goat meat will be on the table.
Yes, if the buck does the business. Anyway, I wish we knew how much this animal cost.
Yeah, I know. Are you worried?
No, it's just that Henry mentioned it was a lot.
Want a blue, Julie?
Oh, I don't want to impose.
Don't be daft.
Thought you were expecting a busy lunchtime after the remembrance service.
Oh, it is busy. But for some reason, we were one extra on the rota.
Don't you do the rota?
I do, yes. It's my fault. Anyhow, what I'm saying is they can manage without me for 20 minutes.
Then have a cup of tea.
Go on then.
Yeah. Hey, you could stay for lunch if you want. It's not ready yet, but it's in the oven.
Oh, thanks, Harrison. That's kind of you. But no, I'll get back in a bit. I was just worried about Fallon.
Me? Why?
Oh, you sounded so down yesterday.
Oh, well, yeah.
Where are you at with the charging station?
We're still trying to work it out.
That's all these numbers are for.
Well, really, I just wanted to say, if finances are part of the problem, maybe I could help.
Oh, Mum.
If it's cash flow that's making you hesitate.
You really don't have to do that, no.
Yeah, well... What if I want to?
That's really kind, Mum.
We don't want to put you out like that.
Yeah, but I'd really like to help.
I know, but...
I hate seeing all your dreams falling apart, Fallon.
I think maybe it's just the wrong dream, you know?
Also, Jolene, forgive me, I don't want to speak out of turn around, but it wasn't that long ago you seemed quite worried about, you know, lending us money.
Well, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was then.
But what's changed?
Honestly, it was more about the dog attack than anything else. I didn't know if Kenton would properly get over it. I didn't know if I could run the pub without him. I didn't even know if I wanted to carry on running a pub at all at one point. I was thinking we might need to retire early, but now I feel like we're on the up, you know? And I'd like to see you two on the up and all.
Well, thanks, Mum, but honestly...
Oh, why don't you just think about it?
So, what is happening with the house?
Well, I managed to get a surveyor in on Friday afternoon.
And?
Well, I haven't had the report, obviously, but he was doing quite a lot of muttering.
Muttering?
You know, wandering around going, oh.
Maybe he was just a mutterer.
Yeah, maybe.
Doesn't mean there's anything seriously wrong.
No, I mean, I don't think there's anything seriously wrong, but there's definitely a few things that need doing. Nothing drastic, but it all adds up. If he finds anything else significant, well, I just don't know.
I think those houses are pretty well built, though, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I really do. But I think houses are like bodies, aren't they? As time passes, things do just start to go wrong.
Yeah, well, that's true enough.
So, yeah, I just don't know what else is coming in this report. And Kirsty and I have agreed a price, but it may need to come down if I'm going to afford it.
Yeah. Have you spoken to Kirsty yet?
Not yet. I thought I'd wait for the report to come in. Oh, it's just... It's silly, really. It'll be fine.
Of course it will.
Do you know what, Dad?
Yeah?
I think the real problem is that I'm ambivalent about buying the Beechwood house.
Uh-huh.
It's just not where I pictured myself. I mean, they're lovely houses, and sympathetic to a rural setting and all of that, but...
Yes?
The estate still feels like suburbia to me.
I totally agree.
It doesn't sound spoiled.
No!
But, you know, the boys love it. It's home to them and they don't want to move.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I just don't know what to do.
Well, sounds like you need a bit more time to think.
Yeah.
If you didn't buy Kirsty's house, where would you live?
Well, I suppose I'd rent something else. I mean, there are other houses.
But probably not many in the village.
No, maybe not.
It'd be a shame to leave Ambridge just as Henry's getting so involved in the farm.
Yeah, that's true. But we wouldn't go far, would we?
You know, you're always welcome to move back in with us.
Oh, Dad, thank you.
Do you know what I'd love?
What?
I would love to move out of the farmhouse into an eco house built on Bridge Farm.
Really?
Yeah, that's my absolute ideal living situation. But at this stage, I think it's probably just my fantasy.
How much would you need?
Mum!
But how much, roughly?
Oh, honestly.
Harrison, how much would you need?
I don't know, I really don't. Fallon's the one with all the detail, not me. But, I mean, if we were to borrow money off you, Jolene...
Yeah, which we're not going to do.
Yeah, but hang on, darling. Can we just talk it through for a minute?
Yeah, I think we should. Before you go saying a flat no...
All right, go on then.
If we did borrow money off your mum, I'm thinking I could maybe talk to my parents too. And
No, Harrison, no!
Well, no, don't, just hang on a sec, no. Right? I could also put in some regular overtime, and that way we could mitigate the financial risk.
Well, that sounds promising. Seems sensible to me. Yeah.
Sorry, Mum. Look, Harrison, do you really want to put in for regular overtime right now?
Yes. Why not?
Because you're already completely stressed out.
I'm not completely stressed out.
Oh, right. Well, let's just wait until you are then, shall we?
I'm trying to be positive here.
I know you are, but there's a fine line between being positive and wishful thinking.
Well, I want you to have what you've always wanted.
Oh, yeah, we both do.
Oh, I know, and I appreciate that, and you're both amazing. But sometimes we can't have what we want, can we? I mean... We shouldn't try and make it happen at all costs, like against all common sense. It's crazy. If there's not enough space for all the tables and chairs I need, then the business model simply won't work, no matter how much you lend me. I'm turning down the unit, and that's that.